Last Call with Thomas and Skumba.
With Thomas and Skumba.
Battle of the Sexes.
Battle of the Sexes.
On Last Call.
On Last Call.
So you got your mans, huh? You got your guy?
I got my guy.
You got your guy?
Yes.
Battle of the Sexes on a Thursday. Quiz night. Masiye. Game night. What's your guy's name?
Maperana.
Hola, Mahamba.
Ah, Mapegazinto. Emma Perana.
Yes, Babu, right.
Right out, I'm from Sweden for
each. Yeah, yeah.
Originally, where are you from?
From Umlazi, KZN.
Oh, Umlazi, KZN.
Yes.
I see about my foot, Bate! All righty then.
Hello, Lily. How are you, my beautiful queen?
I am good, thanks. How are you, Thomas?
That's what I'm talking about. Lily, what do you do? What business are you in?
I'm in Deco, but actually, Lilihle is my business name.
Lilihle is your business name. I love it.
My name is Mpo.
Mpo, okay. So we play with Mpo, ne?
What do you do? We're a decorator.
Decoration for wedding parties, baby showers, everything.
Sure, my queen.
That's beautiful. Before we end this game, we need to get your details. And yes, let's tell people what do you do. Yabon.
Thank you so much.
Who's a winner? Shame. Don't you
know? Don't
you want to check with the Peggy what he does?
Just Peggy. So, Mlazi wenza na chamu.
No, because my company is based in Midrand, but I'm currently working from home.
So obvious, I'm not finished. All right, my Pirana, go to the right out time. Nyaz in Midrand, which he impeded Zimagangana. So the rules are simple. If you know the answer, shout your name, not the answer. Two, Thomas, when you ask questions, don't say, Lilihle, I hope
you... No, Mpo, her name is Mpo.
Mpo, don't be the Lilihle. It's good for the business. It's good for the business. Lilihle, I hope you are ready. Don't say that. Say,
I'm ready.
I hope, Thomas, you're listening now. Right. We are ready to play the first round. The first round is general knowledge. Second round will be sports. And then after 11, later nyana, we play the last round where the questions are over 18 in Dozabante Batala.
Mpo, the owner of Lilihle Events, businesswoman,
yes,
entrepreneur, queen of all queens. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Peggy, we're now right?
Okay, sharp.
First question. What country is Zanzibar in?
Mpo.
Yes, Mpo.
What country is Zanzibar in? Tanzania.
Tanzania.
Queen. Come on, man.
My queen. Tanzania.
Biggie.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Pendula, Pelungat, fine. Pendula.
Second question. How many colored people are in our country? How many colored people are in our country?
People.
Okay, Mpo, I'm just going to try.
Yes,
Mpo.
I don't actually know, but let me try.
Hundred people.
No, I'm colored. They are, aren't they a third?
Talk to me numbers, my queen.
No, Thomas, no.
She's busy Googling, she's busy thinking, no. Answer. Hold on. If you call a name, give us the answer. Let me think. Give us the answer.
Five million plus.
Baby?
Yeah, 5,247,000, I think.
What? Listen carefully.
5,247,000.
So, which woman I play number, Jim?
No. Boy two. No, but wrong.
No, but mine was closer.
We took over 5 million. Not big, over 5 million.
No, yeah, it's way, way over.
All right. The right answer is, Thomas?
4.2 million.
4.2 million. That makes up 8.9% in our population.
Okay.
Still 1-0 to you, my queen, the poor owner of
Lilithe
Events. Yes. Entrepreneur. She makes the bag.
Ah, fuck yes.
No biggie.
It's a fairly unveiling.
Third question. How many children does Dr. Jacob Zuma have that are accounted for?
Big OBM Laz.
There's no way this is true. There's no way this is true.
Peggy, OBM Laz.
There is no way this is true.
Ask the question again.
How many children does Dr. Jacob Zuma have that are accounted for?
There's no way.
Peggy.
Yeah, I think 23.
When I'm poor, Ujini?
17.
No, both of you are wrong. The right answer is
20.
Karamo Senzo. Karamo Senzo, I want
to pay two. Okay. 20. It's 20. The score's still 1-0 to Umpo. Owner of Lilithe Events, entrepreneur.
Yes, unveilings.
Here's the final question.
If you get this one right, Paul, you win the round. If by any chance, Mapirana, you don't know the answer for this question, Umpo wins this round. So this is very important right now. Thomas, let's go.
How do you spell Ferrero Rocher? Yes, my queen.
Mpo.
Yes, Mpo.
You mean the packaging?
Yes.
The Ferrero Rocher is in gold.
Ah, yes. Man, hey, spell Ferrero Rocher. Yay. How? Spell. How? What's supposed to be my question? Spell.
No, no, she's spelling.
It's packaging.
Hold on. Mpo Utini?
I'm saying Ferrero Rocher is packaged. You mean the packaging, right?
Or the how do you spell it?
Hold on.
She's just clearing. Whoa.
No, let's not play the
game. Okay,
we don't care about the packaging. The question is, how do you spell Ferrero Rocher? We're telling a packaging. Peggy,
you better get it right.
Peggy?
Okay, yes. It's F-E-R-R-E-R-O. Rocher, R-O-C-H-E-R.
My guy! My guy!
Whatever. Get lucky.
Thank you, champ.
I did not hear that question.
Okay, hold on. If you didn't hear...
Okay. No, it's okay, my queen.
It's all right. It's but if you didn't hear the question, why you pendulu?
Hello, she thought
you
said something else.
No, I misunderstood it.
Misunderstood. Usile, Jawela.
Be nice. Be nice to her.
The rules are...
She didn't hear me properly.
The rules are...
It's 1-1.
The rules are...
It's 1-1.
No, there's two more rounds. Sorry, I'm going to brown sugar. My man, packaging here, brown sugar. See, I'm going round 2.
Sorry, what?
Alel, Mabu's question. Answer, Mangabu Ayazi, answer. Ungachi, Mpo, besides. Oh, so if you're a Russia, you be cold, a chocolate and a brown pagat. Let me tell you peanuts. That's not right.
Battle of the Sexes today. It's Mpo up against Ubegi. So here's the thing. As soon as Ubegi said, I want to play, because he just sent a voice note. And we saw the number. I'm like, I'm one. Peggy? It's a woman's name.
No, it's not.
It's how you say it, though. When with Peggy, out. Becky is a woman.
Okay, girl, spell Becky. That's no problem for now. Spell Becky. Since I'm just saying, I love it. Spell Becky. No, go ahead. I'm full of pants. Spell Becky, Thomas.
Say that name again.
It's Becky. Becky. That's how you call Ubegi.
F-E-R-R-E-R-O.
No. That's Rocher. Fair road. That's fair road. When we spell packaging. When we are spelling with packaging. No.
Yo, mpo, ati the packaging. But how do you spell out the packaging? I mega kugula, lo, mega sa kugula.
And again, I say, shout your name when you know the answer, not when you're thinking about the answer.
Mpo, I know you didn't hear me correctly, my queen. Don't worry, don't worry.
If I was correct,
it's fine. Yeah,
look, Becky. Okay, Becky.
Perfect, perfect. Then the spelling, the packaging, the federal Russia. Hey, yeah. Hi, he's the next round.
Second round's on standby.
Battle of the Sexes.
Battle of the Sexes.
On Last Call.
On Last Call.
Okay. One of you guys has have their radio on. Tell me radio. I don't know who.
Peggy. Peggy, tell me radio, man.
There you go. Oh, sorry, man. You're not.
I told you. Give me radio, Kanaga. Give me radio program. Show me like man's pants, man.
Hello, Mpo.
Hi, Thomas.
Are you okay, my queen?
I'm good. I'm absolutely great. Okay. Yeah.
It's sports round, eh? Don't be scared. He's not. He's not gonna win. Don't worry.
Absolutely.
Our first question. Remember, please remember your name first, and then eh,
the answer.
Okay. Where should we start? What year did Bruce Jenner, who's now known as Caitlyn Jenner, win a gold medal at the Olympics?
Bruce?
Should we go again?
Please, yes.
Can I do it again?
What year did Bruce Jenner, now known as Caitlyn Jenner, win a gold medal at the Olympics?
Paul.
Yes, Paul.
1980 something.
Ne? Yeah. All right then, Peggy. Can I give you guys a
clue? No, Peggy.
Peggy.
Yes.
Answer.
Yes.
I didn't hear the name correctly. You said what was the name?
Caitlyn or Bruce Jenner?
Okay, I think she won it in 1976. If it's Bruce, it's Caitlyn Jenner. Yes.
This. Well done, Peggy. Damn it. 1976.
Ding, ding.
Peggy, sukuglisha. Su Peggy.
How? If for said level, ultra computer, if for said level.
How,
yeah. If for said level, ultra computer. 1976.
Let's get to our second question. How many fights did Muhammad Ali win?
Yeah, he's
Biggie, I can hear you typing on your phone.
Hang on. If anyone gets this one right, they're googling. I'm telling you now.
How many fights did Muhammad Ali win?
I'm gonna go, people.
Yeah.
25.
Peggy?
Hey. This is a hard one. I guess I have to just take a guess. But I think it's probably 50-55.
Huh? Yeah, Peggy?
Let's just say 55.
No.
That was close.
That was very close.
Muhammad Ali won 56 out of 61 fights.
Wow, Peggy. Oh. Well done, my brother. Damn, that was close.
Not as close, but that's not the point.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
still have one in.
Third question. When does the Qatar Soccer World Cup kick off?
Paul.
I didn't hear the question.
I'm okay. I got an answer, but give me a second.
Why are we holding on?
What's the answer, my queen?
In October.
October.
What's in when I beg you?
What is the question? I didn't hear the question.
When does the Qatar Soccer World Cup kick off?
Oh, that one is in December.
In December. Both of you guys are wrong. The Qatar World Cup kicks off on the 18th of November.
Okay.
What's the score, Skum?
Score still 1-0 to Peggy.
Come on.
Now.
Here's the one.
This is a huge question.
Mpo, shout your name.
Hold on.
You know
Can
it.
You guys hear us clear? Is it clear?
Yes.
Is it clear? Thomas?
Who scored the first goal in the 2010 Soccer World Cup?
Mpo.
Yes, Mpo.
Mpo. Yes, Queen. Yes, Queen. Oh, Mpororo. Mposa. Queen of the Queen.
Yeah.
How we save you, Lele Round, Shomi Amai. Well done.
Yay. Well done. Well done. That well was done. Close. So, one. Now it's still nil nil because no one won the first round. No one won the second round. So it means the last round.
The naughty round.
Is very important because the naughty round, chances are we're giving you guys both chances to give us the right answer. It's going to be crazy. Thomas, you want to ask them the first question?
My man, I'm just going to give you a heads up. Ne?
No.
No, no, just a heads up.
Nah, baby.
One of the questions I'm telling you now is about sex position.
That's all I'm saying.
Ah, goes about 90. The Familia Agulalwa Wolfgang.
Mm.
The score is 1-0.
Yes, sir.
Here's the decider.
It's a big one.
Mpo, what's the business name, Gane?
The business yak, Thomas was the business yak.
Lelihle, man. Come on. Come on, man. Come on.
Wow.
Entrepreneur.
Yes, sir.
Business owner.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Peggy. Unjanwen.
Uzile uzile kuthi I happy yakhi I cold kanjani ngoba wona una catering company.
Here's the decider. Hey Piggy.
Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on. You see, wait to hey Piggy. I like a pendulum. Yeah,
lento yakho. No, I want to speak to Piggy quickly.
Okay.
Hey Piggy.
Yes, okay.
How open-minded are you in the bedroom, my brother?
Based on my experience, I think I am
open-minded. Obi Mlazi, open-minded.
Mlazi, open-minded. Senzo, okay.
You don't go there.
Let's get to our first question. If you know the answer, shout out your name. Describe the process of milking a woman.
Please repeat that, sorry.
Describe the process of milking a woman. Yes, Mpo.
Oh?
Milking a woman is licking on their breasts, and yeah, I think that's seducing a woman through licking their breasts.
Okay. Biggie?
I don't hear the word correctly. What did you say?
Describe the process of milking a woman. Now we'll wait, fam. Damn.
I'm just thinking, yeah. I need to just give me a chance to think about it.
Use your imagination, fam.
Thomas, give us the right answer for you.
Yeah, Paul, I think I should give you the points. Sucking on a breast for sexual pleasure. Come on,
I think we give him the point for this one.
Well done, Pororo. Peggy, all right?
Yeah.
Second question. What are bondage cuffs used for in the bedroom?
Bondage
cuffs. What are they used for in the bedroom, Mlazi?
I don't even know what a bondage cuffs, but I think it's to tie the woman's or the man's hands onto the pole. Yeah.
Okay. Because you're not sure, we'll hold that answer. Peggy?
Yeah, I think it's used to carry someone on Motila or whatever in the bed or something during the dance.
Okay, so the answer is...
It's just the way we think it's going to be a long
time.
To handcuff someone during sexual acts. Well done, Paul.
Yay!
It's 2-0. It's 2-0.
Let's go, fam.
Okay. What is the most common thing women say during sex?
They scream, they moan, they scream.
It's a wee.
That's your answer.
I want to tell you how they must.
We scream,
we moan.
Nitini.
We scream, we moan, like, yeah. That.
What is it? What is it? Outcham?
Please.
All right, Mpo, thanks. Mpo, Peggy?
Yeah, they swear, they ask for more, they scream.
Batini!
When they ask for more, what do they say, Chomam?
Harder, baby.
Yes! What am I pegane? Harder! Harder!
Don't stop!
The right answer is harder, baby. Harder.
Ah, well done, Biggie. Well done.
It's 2-1.
It's 2-1.
Hold on, Thomas.
Here it is. Here it is. We've come to that moment, Joe.
We've come to that moment where it's 2-1 to the ladies. Whoever describes the following gets to win this round. It's that simple.
If Biggie gets the answer right, he saved himself. It will be a draw. But if my queen, Mpo, the entrepreneur, gets it, it's over.
Open-minded. Really sucking on the breast. All right, Thomas, here we go.
Describe the standing wheelbarrow sex position.
Mpo.
Okay. No problem. Mpo.
I'm going. Okay.
It's my man. Mpo. Oh, we've lost. Lost Mpo?
No,
we didn't. Yambu Peggy is trying to take advantage, but okay, Rapenduli.
No, we want your explanation, Gampo. Hey, Mpo!
Mpororo.
Hi, yeah, sorry, my phone card there.
Don't stress. Yeah. You're about to describe the standing wheelbarrow sex position.
Is a woman, an instant, a woman goes down with her hands on the floor, and then the man has the woman's legs halfway to his way. You can obviously get handle her here by the waist. That is it. So the woman is upside down on like, yeah.
All right. Peggy, he explained it. I understand that I mean, it will barrel position.
Big one, he went back to KZN and like,
You're Valentine. What?
Well, fam.
No. Hold on, Thomas.
He gave up.
No. Okay, Vapi Ranjan.
He better not be Googling.
Peggy?
Hello?
Yes. Oof. Sorry, man. Something went wrong with our lines. People are calling us while we are talking to you.
Please also get him, Paul, on the line. Peggy, Busacho, get your man. How would you describe it?
Okay. The woman was bending, especially to this guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Over the face of the floor. And the guy will use his hand to try and actually lift her up so that Zokone would see. About this, yeah, like the lady who's going to increase the floor, the guy will hold the legs and then come between her legs and her corner.
Uh-huh.
I want to push wheelbar.
All right, Thomas, it's up to you.
It's a no-brainer.
What do you mean it's a no-brainer?
Oh, come on.
What do you mean it's a no-brainer?
It's an obvious winner.
What do you mean it's a no-brainer?
What do you mean? Which part don't you understand?
Hey, Mpo.
Hi.
I've got news for you.
Yes.
But I didn't hear him explain because my radio was off.
It's fine because you won.
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! What's your business name, Ganene?
Minister Event.
Yes, Queen. And how do we get hold of you? I might as well, Joe.
I am on Instagram. You can find me with the name Lilitha Events. Or you can call me. Also, you can email me Lilitha Events. Lilitha Events Management at gmail.com.
Lilitha Events Management.
Management, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much for playing with us. The ladies win.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yay.
You are amazing. Love you, Wena. Whoop, whoop. Hala, hala.
Can't believe this thing.
You know, you better believe it.
4 weeks.
Damn, back to back to back to back. The queens run the world. And not Charles. What a night. That was amazing. Skumba, I love doing this radio thing with you, my friend.
My guy, this is nice, man. This is too nice. This doesn't feel like a night show.
No.
At all.
What? It's nearly midnight.
Wow, what's up?
Last call. Have you got a last call?
Every time, there's always going to be someone saying something. Might be right, might be very wrong. But.
Hola, Buffett. Dala ngisho ukuthi hayi, hayi, hayi. Amadoda manje. Bavele bewine nje one round nje kuphela. Mawuthi 2-3 dololo. Buka manje. Buka manje. Hayi, zona ezaseKZN hayi, hayi. Ezithi angeke mina ngigitshelwe ngumfazi. Umfazi phezu kwami angeke kwenzeke lokho. Kothi lo muntu engapasa. Never.
That's our last call.
Asambo time. Tomorrow's Friday.
It's about the music tomorrow.
Taksasa.
Hey.
From start to finish.
Shut.
Battle of the Sexes.
Battle of the Sexes.
On Last Call.
On Last Call.
Last Call with Thomas and Skumba.
Monday to Friday nights.
On Kaya 959.